I recently caught up with entrepreneur Karen Jones, CBE, a former University of East Anglia student who is now UEA Chancellor. She previously set up the French restaurant chain Café Rouge and currently chairs the massive Fuel and Food group of gastropubs and café bars. Could you first tell me something about the University of East Anglia? And I know it keeps winning awards.
Well, absolutely, with pleasure, because as you can imagine, it's very close to my heart, which is why I'm thrilled to be the seventh Chancellor of UEA. And so just to give your listeners maybe some idea of the facts and figures around the university, we have an undergraduate body of about 15,000 and postgraduate of about 4,000, and obviously our esteemed faculty as well and other people that work around the university. So all in all, about 20,000 people are working in and around the community of East Anglia here, just on the outskirts of Norwich. And yes, the university, I was an undergraduate here. I graduated in 79. I read English and American Literature, and it's certainly developed a huge amount since my time, with the addition of, among many other things, a medical school, a nursing school, of course, the Sainsbury Centre, which many of your listeners will know are a really famous and much lauded art centre, which just had a very well-attended Fijian exhibition, attended by, amongst others, the Queen. All those have developed since my time as student numbers have grown. And of course, there's also been the addition, the very vibrant addition of the Norwich Research Park, which brings big research institutes for companies such as John Innes in very close vicinity to UEA, and I think enhances both bodies, who are very closely linked. But it is a very vibrant, thriving university, very proud to be a regional university, very embedded both in Norwich and in Norfolk and Suffolk, and with a big agenda.
It's a friendly university as well.
It's a very friendly university. You asked before about the awards. The award that UEA consistently either wins or ranks very highly in is the ranking of having the happiest students. And I think happiness, as I'm sure many of your listeners will agree, is a much underrated quality.
Indeed.
It's extremely important to all of us in the workplace, in our home lives. I think it certainly does make the world a better place and makes people do their best work. And so it's a lovely thing to relate that UEA does indeed have a very happy student body, and it would appear a very complete student experience, which is borne out by the latest ranking of a very prestigious survey called the Complete Universities Guide, or Complete Universities Survey. And just 2 days ago, we heard that we'd moved up two places and we're now 12th in that survey out of all the universities in the UK, I think 129 universities. And so we're very proud of that.
Can I ask about the role of Chancellor? How did you feel when you were first approached?
Surprised and honoured. I think it's quite a strange arc between being a student with everything that students do at your university and then coming back to be Chancellor. And apart from the fact my children laughed disbelievingly, and it took me a little while to think about it. I have great respect for our Vice-Chancellor, David Richardson, and obviously that's a very important working relationship. Even though my role is very much an honorary one, so I don't have any sort of management responsibility within the university. But David, the reason he approached me was on a platform of enterprise. So sort of not only enterprise as in business, but enterprise as in a culture of enterprise, which really wraps around everything that the university does, enhances that complete student and faculty experience that we were just talking about. And really, the way that I put it in shorthand to myself is really does allow everyone to be the best they can be. So my vision is that if anybody, a faculty member or an undergraduate or a postgraduate, or indeed they're moving out to the wider circle of Norwich and indeed East Anglia, if people have ideas about anything from a new vaccine in Africa to a health drink to a theatre production to a publication to some wonderful technology that can take blood samples in the middle of the desert and see immediately how well people are or not, they should be able to easily find mentoring in UEA that will say, yeah, great idea, we can maybe find you some seed funding for that and some help, or look, I think you need some more work on this, or actually maybe this just isn't the right idea at the right time. But I love that idea of encouraging enterprise, and that's really what gets me very excited about UEA, which has always had this idea with this sort of overall aim of doing differently and doing better, is doing things in a different way for a different and better result.
So have you any specific ambitions or ideas of what you might do?
Well, really just to further this culture of enterprise that I was talking about. And there's so many strands already of innovation and enterprise at UEA. Both at UEA and on the Norwich Research Park, we have the wonderful Enterprise Centre, which is one of the most sustainable buildings in Britain. If you haven't been, I would urge you to go. It's a really lovely space to be in, and really an extraordinarily clever and inspiring project, and plays very much to UEA's links with environmental sciences and its great interest in sustainability. So there's many strands throughout the university of enterprise and innovation, and I think linking that up in ways that mean that people can get the help that they need, the feedback they need, perhaps even the seed funding they need, in a way that is easy and accessible, and really, I think, encourages people, as I say, to be the best they can be. And I think it all obviously enhances UEA's reputation and reach. And I think it would be great to think that people came to UEA because, you know, if they had an idea that they wanted to follow, or a dream they wanted to follow, they could actually do that here. Equally, for our very talented faculty, that they can expand their research into something concrete, and equally fostering links with business and with the town and the region.
Is that an easy thing to do?
I think it is. I think there's great willingness on both sides. And I've been really amazed by the warm welcome I've been given, both by UEA itself, which is lovely, but also by the local government and the local officials and people that are already doing business in Norwich and Norfolk. And in fact, right after I speak to you, I'm meeting with the CEO of Kettle Chips, which, as many of your listeners will know, is a highly successful company based in Norwich. Originally an American company, but they've been in the UK for over 25 years. And their head chef, I think, originally had a restaurant in the Norfolk Broads. But then there's Adnams in Southwold, and it also has strong links with the university. So there's many, many of these links, and I think they're very healthy, both for the university and hopefully for the for-profit enterprises, and very importantly, not-for-profit enterprises as well.
Can I ask about your career and background? You were an undergraduate here. Why did you choose UEA, and how did your career develop after that?
UEA was absolutely my first choice. I wanted to study with the extraordinary English and American Literature faculty that were there at the time and continue to be here now. I mean, it's renowned for that, and of course for its creative writing, one of the many strengths of UEA. And that's why I came here, because I was passionately interested in 20th century American and English literature. And certainly, most certainly, was not disappointed. It was a wonderful experience, wonderful professors, wonderful student body, and I also got the opportunity to go and study in America for a year. I went to Wellesley College, just outside Boston, which was also a fantastic experience. So yes, you might think, how unrelated can hospitality be to English literature? But my other love, apart from English and American literature, is also restaurants, or hospitality in all its forms, really. Restaurants, pubs, bars, cafe bars. And so I always had this real idea fermenting away in my head for a cafe bar on the French model, where you could go and have a glass of wine or a cup of coffee or a sandwich or a full meal. And I sort of thought about that for about 5 years. I went to work in advertising for a year and a half in London, which I also loved. It was fascinating. But then I did go back to the restaurant industry and worked with my business partner to be Roger Myers, who started a restaurant called Peppermint Park, which some of your listeners may remember. It was a very big noise in the London restaurant scene in the 80s. But then we sold that company, and I got to realise my dream and did Café Rouge. Did the classic entrepreneurial thing of mortgaging my flat and working every hour with the godsend. I felt like I built the first Café Rouge brick by brick. And it did become very successful very quickly. We rolled out very quickly. The slightly unforeseen thing was that I had my first child when we were about to build the third Café Rouge, which hadn't quite been planned. Anyway, my husband and I were delighted. And Rose, my eldest daughter, came around with me on building sites and in the kitchens and all the rest of everything that needed to be done. And my second child was born, and we had 30 Café Rouge, and my third child was born, and we had 70. So, and I'm very happy about that. Well, I should just say that we ended up by selling Café Rouge to Whitbread in 1996. And then I bought more pubs than any woman should ever really want to buy. Five of us bought 3,500 pubs. The Sun christened me, to my mother's somewhat surprise, Britain's biggest barmaid. But that was another very exciting journey.
Can I just ask you, how do you fit this role as Chancellor into your busy work schedule?
as all women do, by juggling a lot and by a lot of help. I have a very supportive husband, but I think that I consider work a privilege, and I consider work that you really have a passion for probably one of the greatest privileges of life. And I think that I would wish all your listeners and indeed all our young people is to find the thing that they're passionate about and to want to be the best they can be at it. And also, I think it's incumbent upon all of us to try and give young people, university undergraduates, confidence to go out and have a go. And we were talking earlier on about enterprise culture at UEA, and I think if I had one overarching ambition for my time as Chancellor at University of East Anglia, it would be that if I have managed to give more students more confidence to go out and try what they really would like to do, then I will be a very happy person. I suppose you always find time for doing what you love, and certainly being Chancellor of UEA is something I am genuinely finding incredibly rewarding.
The very industrious but fulfilled entrepreneur and UEA Chancellor, Karen Jones, CBE.